Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. At the top of the show, we played Angus and Julia Stone, Love Will Take You. Dave.
Yeah, what a weekend you and I have had.
I am so mentally exhausted from performing all weekend.
Performing, you know, kind of makes it sound like we're gigging on the weekend.
Well, you know, like,
I think you need to define this,
in
girl.
In these situations, I always feel added pressure. So, you know, Dave and I are going to go ahead and we're going to do some webisodes, the first of which we are shooting at the moment. We're looking for sort of a mid-December release. It's our Christmas present to everyone, basically. It's an idea we've had for a long time. It's finally coming to fruition, if you will.
I have to say, full credit to you and your woman.
Yeah.
This is a ladies' production. I know it's a Different Strokes webisode, but, you know, I'm just in it. Seriously, all I do is turn up, be fabulous. Because that's usually hard work for me as well.
Yeah.
Be fabulous. And, you know, the camera's rolling and it's great. I can't wait for you guys to see it because we have actually put in a real effort in terms of, you know, giving you some sort of realness in terms of costumes and different looks.
Yeah. Well, and I guess, like, for me, Dave, like, I always feel so much pressure because you obviously just come and, you know, be fabulous. and it's a bit harder work for me to perform, if you will, particularly when you're in the room.
Oh, there was drama when Jade was shooting her scene, I have to tell you guys. What happened was she was, I don't want to give too much away, but there's a scene where Jade is being interviewed. And she couldn't do it when I was there in the corner of her eye, so she made me leave the room.
I could see you smirking and it really put me off.
I wasn't even really smirking. I was smirking in my head.
Yeah.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, I heard about this podcast probably about a month or so ago, and I was really excited. It's Alec Baldwin is now doing a podcast called Here's the Thing. It's through WNYC or NPR, so it's sort of an American public radio, really.
They're an institution, let's face it.
Yeah. You know, they do things like This American Life, for example, Radio
Lab. And a lot
Lab.
Of your faves.
Yeah. A lot of the really good podcasts that come out of America. Anyways, what kind of interested me, you know, obviously being a huge 30 Rock fan, you know, Alec Baldwin has had a huge career before 30 Rock, you know,
he
was quite a big movie star, all of that kind of stuff. He had, you know, issues and all of this stuff. And then
wasn't
30
he in
Rock,
Thomas the Tank Engine, the movie? I'm pretty sure he was.
Sure, Dave, sure. I'll go with what you say. And, you know, he obviously is now, you know, quite popular and well-known for his role as Jack Donaghy on 30 Rock. But also recently, I don't know if you follow him on Twitter, Dave, but he's recently gone onto Twitter. And I found him quite interesting because he does a lot of engagement through Twitter. Like, you know, he actually answers questions, you know, when you know, I'm sure it must be ridiculous when you're a quote unquote celebrity and you get on something like Twitter and there's people always sort of at replying you and constantly trying to get feedback, but he actually engages quite well for, you know, someone of that high profile. And when he started doing this, you know, and obviously he's quite well known for his politics as well. He's very liberal. He's, you know, he's got very strong ideas and opinions about things and states them quite openly. Mm-hmm. And he's got these kind of political aspirations as to, you know, it's quite rumored that he will, you know, once 30 Rock ends, he will start to run for some sort of political office.
Ah.
And in viewing all of that, you know, that stuff in conjunction with what he's doing here with Here's the Thing, you know, the whole premise of the podcast really is that he interviews people who are kind of, you know, like artists or policymakers or, you know, people he's genuinely interested in.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do it in a studio. Like, you know, the first podcast was actually with Michael Douglas, you know, so quite a famous Hollywood actor. He went over to Michael Douglas's house. They had, you know, a conversation. I found that interview to be quite compelling because, you know, obviously they knew each other, so there was kind of a connection already. But he also didn't really shy away from asking, you know, those kind of controversial and opinionated, you know, those types of questions. You know, Michael Douglas has a son who's been in prison and, you know, asking him about that. And, you know, obviously he's got...
So not your typical kind of E! News questions.
Yeah, it's not fluffy at all.
It's real and it's raw and it's confronting.
And the other, I guess the other side of it too, you know, with a lot of, I guess a lot of public radio, you often see they try to play kind of in the middle, right? You don't really know where that particular person stands on an issue.
But Alec, I guess because it's Alec Baldwin.
He does, yeah, he's very upfront about his opinion and how he feels about things. So he's got freedom to do that, you know.
Exactly, because it's his own podcast. If you're listening to it, you must want to know what he thinks, or you already know what his political persuasions are. So there's no need to hide. You really should just be yourself.
Yeah, and you know, he actually his second podcast, it comes out bi-weekly, so every 2 weeks, but his second interview was with a political strategist who was from the Republican side of politics and, you know, had worked with some really conservative presidential candidates and obviously complete polar opposites in terms of political views, and, you know, but they had a really interesting discussion that didn't end up going into, you know, that kind of ranting and raving over top of each other or you're right, you're wrong. It was really kind of smart, interesting discussion about what it's actually like to be in a political, you know, in those sort of political situations.
I guess
as well.
You've covered a lot about the type of people he's likely to interview and the kind of subjects that Alec Baldwin would have on his podcast. But what is he like to listen to? What is he like to hear?
Well, you know, Dave,
that
voice when you hear it on TV, like, but having just that voice in your ear.
You know
ear?
How he has that really sexy kind of sort of a whisper tone, but it's very kind of husky and very masculine.
He has a very great, you know, radio voice. And obviously in podcast situations, you've got your iPod or whatever, in your headphones, in your ears. He's inside your head.
Oh.
You say that it's about pop artist with character.
Pop artist with character.
Forget what you've heard.
I do listen to Strummy La La music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, you've been checking out the sound of arrows?
Oh, Jade, let me just tell you There's very few moments in a year where I come across an album and I go, okay, this is an album that is a Same Strokes album. So mm-hmm. that means that it appeals to you and it appeals to me.
Sometimes it happens in surprising packages, like Robin last
year. Yes, Robin was, I always felt that Robin was more a pop artist that, you know, has kind of hipster appeal.
Yeah.
But this one, I'm actually not sure. Yeah. I actually feel that it is, you know, the Sound of Arrows do feel like an electro-pop act. So, you know, it's very much my side of the spectrum, but I know mm-hmm. you're going to love their, you know, the melancholy and the moodiness and the indie-ness, mm-hmm. if we can call it that. So who are they? That Sound of Arrows is a Swedish duo, probably best commercially known for remixing material for Lady Gaga, Nicole Scherzinger, and even The Naked and Famous.
Oh, okay.
We love.
Mm-hmm.
Just this album, Voyage, has been like on the tastemakers' most anticipated album of the year list for most parts of the year. So mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people on the blogosphere talk about The Sound of Arrows. Me personally, I wasn't really inspired to check it out the minute it dropped. I've heard a couple of their remixes and I have a feeling already of what style of music is going to be. I know it's going to be electropop. I know it's going to be moody and icy, but I wasn't convinced that it was going to be for me. I thought it was going to be maybe a little too inaccessible.
Yep.
Damn, I was wrong. Stylistically, Jade, I feel that The Sound of Arrows probably is somewhere between Dark Hell. So for those of you who are, you know, hipsters in the electronica sphere, you know who I'm talking about. There's Dark Hell with a bit of Hertz thrown in there. It's very epic, but it's got a good dose of rhythm in there as well. So it's lively electro pop with a bittersweet kind of wistful feel.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the album highlights, Jade, and I think you're going to love this, like Disappear and Magic. They're very sort of catchy, sophisticated pop songs. You know, you can hear them on daytime radio because a lot of I guess electro pop music I listen to, you know, kind of feels like nocturnal music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, the huge wall of synths and everything, it feels very 80s, very nocturnal. But there are some tracks on this album that you can just go, wow, this will be great to go driving, you know, down, I don't know,
that's always good at this time of year. You know, there's more sunlight hours.
Exactly. So most electropop albums that arrive for the British winter don't really complement our summer here. So I'm really glad that this one fits the bill.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another track on the album that I really love. It's called My Shadow. And this one could have been a Panal track. You know, it's got that nice 80s synth vibe to it, Jade. So mm-hmm. I'm very confident you're going to love it. In fact, I'm going to play a track now. I'm going to play Disappear.
Okay.
And I reckon by the end of it, you'll be a full-blown stan.
Okay.
How is that?
That's a big call, Dave.
That is a big call because Jade don't stand for anyone except Ben Lee. Can you go from zero to interested and stanning
yeah.
in the space of what, 3 to 4 minutes?
Especially like in light of what my personality is, you know.
Yeah, you don't get terribly excited about things in a flash second, no. do you? Oh, I have really, really overhyped this, you guys. I have really, really overhyped it.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, we had a call from Tristan from Wheeler's Hill, and he said he wants to know where the name Different Strokes comes from, and he said he enjoys listening with a glass of wine to our show.
Hi, Tristan.
Do you want to tell the story of where Different Strokes came from, David?
Look, basically, Different Strokes, we were obviously inspired by the old 80s TV show, but, you know, there's not a lot of similarities between that and what the format of our show is. Your girlfriend actually mm-hmm. came up with the name Different Strokes because we were looking for some sort of title that, you know, captured how different we were, you know, camping geek,
mm-hmm.
opposite ends of the rainbow spectrum and such. And I think we were going to name ourselves after some sort of Paula Abdul song. Thank God for your woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were stuck. It was going to be bad.
It was a creative low. And we haven't even started doing the show yet.
And in our defense, Dave, we'd basically come up with the whole concept of the show within a period of like 3 or 4 hours. And then
just the name.
The name was all that we didn't know, and it was really killing us to try and come up with something. So, you know.
But now when we say Different Strokes, people get it. Yeah. And they do that funny voice, of course.
Yes.
What you talking about,
Willis?
Yeah, but we're used to that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, Jade, I can't believe you gave in and watched The Fades.
I know.
You said for the longest time ever, they are, I'm not sure if this is really for me.
Yes. You know, our friends Rofi, they were, you know, I'm not going to say begging, but they were
pestering, harassing.
To the point when they were here in Melbourne, like, you know, a lot of our conversation generally was like, watch The Fade, Jade, just watch The Fade. Like, you know, we need you to watch The Fade. Like, you know, life or death depended on it. And, you know, I had no doubt that I would probably like the show. It's just, you know, I happened to read, you know, maybe a little bit of one of their recaps of the show, and I saw some pictures and I thought, oh no.
First of all, y'all need to know that The Fades is a supernatural TV show.
It is.
And Jade loves, you know, sci-fi shows. She loves X-Files. So I thought you would be able to handle this.
I thought so too. But Dave, like, there is sort of this, I don't know what it is. I get scared by this kind of stuff. And I'll, just to explain a bit about what The Fades is. So it's obviously a BBC show, so it's an English show. So it centers around this teenager, and his name is Paul, and he keeps having these sort of prophetic nightmares or dreams or whatever about kind of the end of the world type scenarios, and no one seems to be able to explain it. And then, you know, there's all of these spirits going around.
He can see dead spirits.
Yes, that are known as the Fades. The Fades, you know, the whole concept of the show is, by, you know, for normal, you know, everyday people, the Fades can't be seen by them. It is only by people who are known as the Angelics who can actually see the Fades. And the Fades, I guess, exist because, you know, or the way it's explained in the show is that once someone dies, they're sort of kind of hanging around waiting for ascension. They don't actually explicitly say they're waiting to go to heaven or whatever. It's just like, you know, it's not even about that. It's the middle ground. And effectively, you know, some people get to go, you know, and ascend, and some people get left behind. The people that are left behind are the Fades. But I guess the thing that kind of makes it a sad situation or something that, you know, is quite disturbing to think about is that it's not about good or bad. You know, it's not the bad people are left behind, you know, and these Fades, they can't even interact with anyone in the world. You know, they're kind of left in this limbo effectively where they can't touch or feel, or, you know, everything is gone. They exist in this kind of nowhere space.
But there is a twist to the show, and the Fades are supposedly turning on humanity.
Yes. So
therefore there's that added element of drama.
There is, and there's kind of, you know, this underlying, you know, I don't want to give too much away because, you know, it's six episodes long.
I think we've done recapping the whole series now.
But with each episode you're learning more and more, you know, you learn about what Paul's relationship is to the Fades and the Angelics. It's a really good show, Dave. I'll openly admit I watched most of the show through, you know, my fingers, like peering out. But it's a really good show, and it deals with some, you know, interest. I like that it's kind of centered in this real world place. From a, you know, behind the scenes point of view, it's actually created by Jack Thorne, who's very famous for writing some great episodes of Skins. And if you are a fan of Skins, you will see many Skins influences, shall I say, in the casting of the show.
You're trying to say is people that have been on Skins are also in The Fades?
Yes.
Come on, don't be circumspect. You can say that.
And they're not. And it's not necessarily, you know, the obvious or high profile people. There are some really
now you're
know,
really good spoiling actors. It for everyone.
And there's one of my favorite characters, Dave. I can't, like, you know, there's always the sidekick in any of these shows, and the sidekick in this show, his name is Mac. He's the best friend and sidekick of Paul, and he's obviously put in there for comic relief, you know, as many sidekicks happen to be put into TV shows or films or whatever.
Well, we have a text here from someone who didn't say their name. Hi, ooh. Anonymous. Yep. It's okay. Anonymous has said, it's okay, Jade. My skin's loving household. Watched the first episode of The Fades the moment we could, but never went back after the first episode. We were so freaked out.
Yes.
Boom.
It is a
It's not for everyone.
It's a very, yeah, it's a creepy show, Dave. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, that is all we've got time for today, tonight, whatevs.
It's still bright outside.
It
so
is.
I do
it's
feel
very
like it's,
confusing.
Oh, Jade, you know, give y'all a bit of history on Different Strokes before we go because really such a
well,
such a
Well, you
proud
know, Tristan did ask about where the name came from, so we're just going to give him the entire history. He might be working on our Wikipedia page.
Well, yeah, Tristan, until Jade and I finish our memoirs, we might just have to drip feed you Different Strokes history as the weeks go by in random chat segments you know, before the next show starts. So while we're trying to fill time.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, Different Strokes used to be on much later on a Wednesday night. Like, we're talking 11 to 1 a.m. So sometimes when, you know, Jade and I come into Joy and there's still sunlight peeking through the windows, it doesn't feel like showtime for us.
Yeah, even now, you know, it's been a while now at 7 o'clock and it's been an interesting transition.
To be fair, we transition into 7 o'clock in, you know, the winter months.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was, you know, yeah. To. So hopefully, you know, maybe in 6 months' time, we'll be okay with it.
We'll be okay. If they still want us on primetime slot, don't be presumptuous.
Oh, I will always presume.
If you want to catch up with us during the week, you can.
Yeah, you can go to our website, differentstrokesonline.com. You can find a link to our blog and our podcast there. If you want to catch up with us on Facebook, facebook.com/differentstrokesradio. Like us, if you will.
Tell you what, though. Yeah. If you like us on Facebook or if you're following us on Twitter, you'll be able to see the trailer, the teaser for our forthcoming Different Strokes webisode.
Yes.
Can you believe that? It is a little slapstick, but it's 100% unrehearsed, let me promise you
that. It's a little slapstick slash a little bit Australia's Funniest Home Videos.
Unintentionally.
Yeah. Or you can catch up with us on Twitter, twitter.com/diffstrokes949.
We're going to leave you now with a track by Parade. Mm-hmm. Look, they're a bit of a flop girl band, but I thought we'll give them a flog on Different Strokes. Let's face it, none of the artists we played tonight have really been like snatching platinum records.
Yep,
so that's the way we like them here.
Mm-hmm.
This is Stars, an album track from their self-titled debut. Coming up upon the hour is a Transmission Time. Oh. Sounds like something Jade would listen to already.
Yeah.
Not.
My new favourite song.
It might be a little more fly than Cher Lloyd.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.